something better.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Saturday, sometime in March. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Brand new website. Looks awesome. Minted the cream of the crop.
Creme de la creme.
sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please go there. Like us if you would, if you do. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to follow me, I do post quite a bit on a daily basis. Feeding the flock, friends. Doing my job. I'm obliged to do my job. And my job is people. I love people, right? If you'd like to check out that website, it's a fan page. It's called Bradley Dean. Matter of fact, I had 15,642 people scan my site last week. I bet they didn't know that they were
being tracked.
Dude, I had the radar on them the whole time. 15,642 people gleaned my fan page last week. Bradley Dean, double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, please do. It is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, this is your radio show. We love to hear from you, and so does the rest of the world. The phone lines are accessible, and that number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Just wanted to name a couple of our new affiliates. Thank you for the trust, by the way. New outlets, LibertyRoundtable.com. We are live every Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. American Fork, Utah. Wow. Ghost to
probably,
ghost.
Probably near Grand Forks.
Cool. KCTA, 10:30 a.m. Corpus Christi, Texas. You guys need us out
Texas.
There.
Yeah, I love Texas.
Heard they're infiltrating public schools with the Islamic indoctrination. By the way, friends, the Islam is not the threat. They're just using Islamization.
Islamization
as a political battering ram, just like the homosexuals and the such. What you'll find, friends, is they are not your threat, They are not your threat. They've never been your threat. They're using them as a political battering ram, as it's sleight of hand what they're doing with their left hand. They're not showing you what they're doing with their right hand. And as I said, friends, and you've heard me for months on this radio program warn you that Islam is not the issue, friends. I'm telling you, they're the Trojan horse, indeed, only to divide. And along with other agendas, abortion, homosexual marriage, whatever the case is, they're just trying to divide and conquer, trying to incite domestic insurrection. And while you're paying attention to what's going on in your country and your corrupt government, they don't want you to look outward to China and Russia. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I told you so. Drudge Report this morning on the front page of Drudge. China, Russia, New World Order, friends. And don't tell me I didn't tell you. I told you. Again, they have you looking to the left and you should be looking to the right. We talk much about the southern border when we should probably be looking at the northern borders as well, all the way around. But we know what the problem is. We haven't taken responsibility before a just and a holy God. And what we're getting to now, friends, is what it talks about in the book of Amos, where it says, prepare to meet thy God. That's what's coming down the line if we don't wake up, and it's time to wake up. There's no more kicking the can down the road. Your backs are up against the wall. Conservative radio has brought you there, and you've allowed them to bring you there. And there's two things that we always talk about on this radio program, the Sons of Liberty, friends. Responsibility and the price paid for your liberties. Responsibility and the price paid for your liberties, both in the natural and in the spiritual. The veterans and the greatest of all veterans, his name is Jesus Christ. Now, friends, if you'd like to be a part of this radio show, we'd love to hear from you again. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. When we come back, I want to talk about these useful idiots, and I want the useful idiots that listen to me on a daily basis, the Huffington Post, the bloggers, and the such, and the MSNBCs, and those that are trying to catch me in my word. I want you to hear how you're being used just for a couple minutes. I'll just take a couple minutes out of my radio show just to show you how much I love you in truth, and I want to show you how you're being pimped. There's no other way of saying it. You're being whored out and you're being laughed at. You cannot be hired or used by people that cause you to set yourself at war with God and at length expect to trust those people you're working for all the way up the ladder. Because really, all the way up their ladder just goes back to the enemy of their souls, and his name is Satan, Lucifer. So anyways, when we come back, we'll talk about that. I think it's rather interesting stuff, because the term useful idiot came from Vladimir Lenin, who was right there along with Stalin, and the rest of the murdering Bolsheviks. They, in essence, thought that these useful idiots were very stupid, and they held them in high contempt. But just wait, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the frosting on the cake. I just want to show you how stupid you really are and who's really laughing at you, because who's laughing at you, my useful idiot friends out there, are the ones that are using you to only use you as a political battering ram, only to further their communist agenda.
And you get discarded in the end.
Yeah, always, always. We could go up to Reed. We could go to Pelosi. We could go to Obama. Obama thinks he's like the man. He ain't the man. Remember what Clinton said back in the 90s? He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. I wonder who that government is. I'll tell you. That government is upon the shoulder of his son. His name is Jesus Christ. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every
Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. In just a couple minutes here, we're going to talk about useful idiots. But before that, I just wanted to ask Jake, the other guy, why is it a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head?
It just is. I mean, the statement itself explains it. You shouldn't have your brains in anybody else's head but your own. And it should be guided by that spirit of Christ that was guiding our founders when they established the liberty that we have in this country right now. This morning, the Brenner Brief actually posted one of Bradley's columns called Bureaucratic Backfire, Students Back Bradley Dean. A fantastic article about the victories, folks, because we talk oftentimes about what's going on out there only as a warning, but then we also bring the solution, the answers. This article is full of them. What happens when teachers or staff members try to stop assemblies or try to keep back from the kids the truth and how the kids respond. There's videos in there as well. But also, too, they posted another one. This is the Brenner Brief, and we've teamed up with them. Bradley, you've been on the show with Sarah Brenner before. Bradley Dean, A Letter to Tyrants.
Thanks.
This morning, I was on email going back and forth with one of the producers over there. And he said, "Hey, Jake, because there's 10 lessons in this. What are the 10 lessons we've learned from history?" And so we list them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's nothing behind it. At the end, it says we've learned nothing from history. So this was the email response. And Richard, you're going to love this, and I know you're listening. "Hey, Jake, the 10 lessons didn't come through. If there is somewhere I can go to get them, I wanted to make sure they were in there." I responded, said, "Actually, that is the point. We haven't learned anything, so they are intentionally left blank." He continues, "You know, I just read it, and in its entirety, and I got it. Hilarious. I love the video, by the way. My wife and I are becoming big fans." 10 things we've learned from history. They're just not there, folks,
yeah,
because we wouldn't be repeating that history all the time. But you that are studying the Constitution, you can easily learn from history because it's a 2020 glimpse of what we should do and what we shouldn't do. How we apply the answers, because many have gone before us, have applied those answers, and many of them written in blood. Speaking of blood, the Price video we posted on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Vicky Wood just commented, this is about a 26-minute video, but it's fantastic.
There's like 7,000 or 8,000 hits on it already.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's a great video, folks, because it exemplifies what the truth is and what we're blood bought. We're blood bought as a nation. Vicky Wood said, thank you, Bradley. This is a great and loved watching and listening to this. We need more people like you out there. Vicky, we need more Vickys out there making videos just like this of the demonstration of the testimony that is wrought through you when you stand for Christ and you stand in the public realm. We just got an email yesterday. I love your show and want to know, Mr. Dean. I wanted you to know, Mr. Dean, I am a lost fatherless kid who finally found out I always had a father in my life.
Amen.
It only took me 40 years to see and hear him. Keep up the good work. Our hope to keep our country depends upon our young, Mr. Ray Brown. Thank you, Ray.
What did the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass say? It's easier to build strong children than to fix broken men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those broken men.
It's true.
It is.
Yeah.
Every single day, folks, kids are responding. We're about to send another direct mail, which is why I want to encourage you. Get on our list, our email list. We send out emails probably twice a week, and they're always filled with encouragement. How we are winning the day, and how we'll continue to win the day. You can sign up for that.
There's no excuse with anybody in this country as to why you are not winning the day. You have the law on your side. The only reason we are losing the day is because of the apathy of the American people, friends. It's true what Edmund Burke said. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. That is true. There's no other reason as to why our backs are up against the wall in this country. And again, everything that's being promulgated or proclaimed, friends, is all deceptive measures. You're losing. They're always trying to oppress you with fear, or they're trying to discourage you, or they're giving you false stats or false polls, or they're telling you it's no sense. And here you have the conservative talking heads, friends. Right there to just push everything that they're giving you, everything the state-run media is giving them, and they're throwing it right on you because they're too stupid to know the difference. How many interviews I have done, and people sit there and talk about the capitulation that's taken on the American people in this country today. The ignorance, the absolute ignorance, because they haven't taken the time to read our founding documents, which take you less than an hour and a half through from the beginning to the end, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. An hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you the freedom that you have. A way to say thank you is to at least read the documents and fight for the same thing that they fought, bled, and died to give you, and namely that gift called freedom. It's not difficult. There's no excuse as to why we are in the position that we are not. But I want to tell you from a bird's eye view, we are winning the day. We are winning the day because, America, you are all saying the same thing. You just don't realize that because you got the television on, you got the football game on. And let me ask you, where is that bringing you? You have enemies coming into your country today, and what are they saying? Because sports are America's gods, we'll go ahead and take over America.
They're weak.
Therein lies your issues right there.
There's no strength in that
at all. And where does it start? You're departing from God. We need to learn from history, because if we do not, history will repeat itself. And what has America learned from history? Absolutely nothing. And it's not all of us, friends.
And there's a great video, too, of this reaping and sowing of national leaders and international leaders on through the ages. Again, you can find that on our Facebook. It was just posted on the Brenner Brief. It's called Bradley Dean, A Letter to Tyrants. Also, too, just to finish off my last thought, to stay informed with us on our newsletter, go right to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the right-hand side, we have a banner that has a little envelope in there. You get that email twice a week. It keeps you informed and keeps you on top of the topics and on top of hope, because that's where we abide, because that's where Christ is.
Yeah, and conservatives, Christians, and patriots, you have no business just writing news. You should be making news every day of your life. Read Acts 28.
Let that set in.
Well, where is Acts 28, brother? That's my point. Write it.
That's right.
Walk it out.
Exactly.
We're written epistles for all men to read. You know, a famous preacher one time said this, preach the gospel to the whole world, and you have to use words. Of course, that's not scriptural, but I get the point. Show them your faith by your works. And you do the works by faith because you're saved. Just clarifying. Benjamin Franklin said, as we must account for every idle word, so must we account for every idle silence. True that. let me also put
even
in,
more powerful. I think.
Let me also put something else into perspective for you, friends. I know there's some that are, and I understand. Listen, I go through the process daily too. Paul said he died daily. You know, the apostles in 2 Corinthians talked about how they even despaired of life. I get it. I get the burden. I understand the process. I know the fight. I'm a partaker of the afflictions of Jesus Christ. I totally understand all that stuff. But I know that there's a people out there that are, they anticipate the day that they pass on and they go to the other side. And they think that through their inaction, hopefully something may just happen. People really do think this way, friends. You know, there's no sense. I can't do anything about it. I'm just going to live out the rest of my life and I'm going to die and hopefully I'll go to heaven. I don't know why you'd anticipate or hasten the day that you die only to meet the judge that you disobeyed. I don't understand that. Because that's exactly, if that is your process, your thought process, you are completely deluded and you're in some form of delusional world that doesn't exist. When you leave this body, the Bible says, without the spirit, the body is dead. When you die physically, you instantly either go to heaven or hell. Read the word of God. Go to the book of Luke, where the rich man, when he passed away, where did he go? He went into hell. Where did the poor man Lazarus go? Into Abraham's bosom. What was the lesson? That once you die, you either go there or you go here. And there is no in between. It's either heaven or hell. So there is your choices, friends. And everything that we do in this life is a choice, not a sickness.
And you make that determination here. It's not for then to be determined what I will do. I just read this morning with Luther, and he was bringing up this point of people who get on this predestined thought. Joab was being attacked both in the front and from behind by his enemies. He didn't say to his brother Abishah, "Wait, let's see what is predestined. Let's just sit down and see what God's going to do." He said, "And then we'll act accordingly." Rather, he said, "If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to come to my rescue. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come to your rescue. Be strong, let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do that which is good in his sight."
Amen.
Based on my actions.
Amen. I mean, you have an enemy right now in this administration. Everybody in this country knows it all too well.
Yes.
That is trying to disarm you. And I want to tell you something, friends. Your silence will not protect you. As a matter of fact, silence is what's destroying you and your country. But I want to tell you this, too. On the other side of that, on a positive, the glass being half filled rather than half empty, states all over the country are rising up against this administration, friends.
That's right.
And they're winning the day. Why? Because there are a people in this country that are willing to fight for the freedoms that they never lost.
Serve them.
What do you think about that? That they never lost. Friends, you never lost the right. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, and now is the time to stand up and do the right thing under the banner of Christ. Amen. Let's see what our Father will do on the behalf of who we are, because the Word of God says He's faithful unto 1,000 generations.
Amen.
If He did it for our forefathers, He'll do it for us. He's not a respecter of persons. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the useful idiots.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know, Jake's sitting here laughing. The guy from Brenner was asking the question, well, where's the answers? I know that's what America's looking for. My friends that are looking for the answers, maybe God gave you the grace to see, to walk in the light. Do you see what the problem is? He's giving you the grace to see what the problem is. So you can be a part of the answer. Fill in the blanks. That's what leadership does, friends. Listen, a nation of sheep only breeds a government of wolves. And we have to understand in this country, again, these people work for us. We don't work for them.
That's right.
The roles are upside down, backwards. And if they don't want to listen, folks, they're at war with you. This administration is at war. What is it that America needs to see? What is it that America needs to hear? You know, I'm hearing now that, you know, just off the cuff here, friends, that the DHS and the government officials are saying that we need to sit down and have a serious conversation about all that ammo the DHS just bought. The question is why would they buy all that ammo? And who's going to man all those guns and use all that ammo? Because you know it ain't an enemy within, friends. It's an enemy without. And you already see that this administration's at war with the Constitution of the United States. And you see Russia and China calling for a new world order, just like George Bush did back in the 90s, over 212 times from the presidential pulpit. That shouldn't cause anybody to capitulate. It should cause everybody to rise up and stand up for their country. If you're fearful, it's because you don't fear God.
That's right.
If you fear man. But when you fear God, you don't fear the face of man. You stand up against tyrants. That's what Christ Jesus did on the cross. He died for the sins of the world to liberate men from their sins. And yet America fraternizes with them. And they want to talk. And they want to try to figure out what the deal is. And now he's trying to disarm the American people through the propagandists, the useful idiots that are out there. Here, let me give you a couple examples. The term useful idiot was coined by Soviet founder Vladimir Lenin, the devil that's in hell right now. Lenin, Stalin, and the rest of the murdering Bolsheviks. They thought that these useful idiots were very stupid and that they held them in high contempt. You bloggers, listen to what they're saying about you. You're useful idiots. You outlets, Huffington Post, MSNBC, the Rachel Maddows of the world, Chris Matthews, you're useful idiots. You're being laughed at. You're held in high contempt by the people that are using you. I didn't say it. They said it. They did not respect the useful idiots at all, did Stalin or Lenin or the Bolsheviks. Bolsheviks. Let's say that in unison. Bolsheviks. Oh, yeah. They didn't respect the useful idiots at all. They mocked them. They poked fun at them. They laughed at them at how stupid they really were. And friends, let me tell you what stupid people are. They are the ones that disannul or abrogate the common sense laws that our Father gave unto us. Really, it comes to me that simply. It's that easy to figure it out. His laws of right and wrong. But friends, they could not believe how easily they could manipulate these useful idiots, Stalin and Lenin, and the Bolsheviks. In fact, Stalin was astounded by how easily this could be done. And who was Stalin, Lenin, and the Bolsheviks? These are the guys that were using the useful idiots. They named you useful idiots. Who's they? The Bolsheviks. They saw you as people, not as human beings that God created, but as fools, and used you and is using you as tools for furthering the Soviet agenda and propaganda. Who are they? The Bolsheviks. Who are you, useful idiots? Those that think we need gun control. Love you that. Idiots, it's not about guns. It's about control. You homosexual radicals, do you not realize you're only being used to upend the Constitution because John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. It doesn't work for any other people. So what do they have to do? They have to find less than 1.7% of the population to upend the Constitution. And where are the rest of the 311 million people standing down in the face of all of it? Complaining about it. Well, at least they have something to talk about. Oh, for those that stand by and do nothing, the communists want to thank you for your usefulness as well.
That's participation.
Oh, they love your silence. They love you. They call you useful idiots. And who are they, Jake? The Bolsheviks!
You're the audience watching, paying the tickets.
Oh, yes, you are.
To watch the entertainment happen in front of you without participating.
Absolutely. And I bet there's no question as to the DHS sitting there frisking and putting their hands all over your wives and your children when you go to a ball game. Boy, it's called intramentalism. Yeah. It's called the siege in the Bible.
Wait a minute. I think that's actually happening right now.
I think it is, too.
Good old NFL.
But there are those that don't bow the knee. Just like Elijah and the 7,000 that were in the cave, they will not and they never will bow the knee. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, "Preach it down, brother. Hallelujah."
Amen.
But what do the Bolsheviks say?
They don't go.
What do the Stalins and the Vladimir Lenins, what do they say? How about the useful idiots? Those that stand there and do nothing or help promulgate or proclaim their propaganda. They call you useful idiots. Let me take it another step. Once the useful idiots realize how they've been played for a fool by the fascist corporatists or corporatists, they usually become very anti-corporatists. and anti-communist. That's if they are not dead yet. Thank you. Thank you. What happens when tyrannies like communism or fascist or corporatism take over is that the useful idiots are normally some of the first people to be jailed and or killed by the very regime that they themselves supported.
That's right.
Woo! Good for you! Instead of taking the water out of the boat that's sinking, you're taking the water outside the boat and actually taking the buckets and pouring it inside the boat that's already sinking. Good for you. And where's America? Oh, they're on some other main level port on the boat, partying it down, having a drink, playing cards, going to the ball game. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Can you see?
Oh, absolutely. What was the song that they sang when the Titanic went down? Who did they start to call out to? God. But they weren't thinking about God. No, as a matter of fact, before the boat left, they said God himself couldn't even sink this ship. Woo! You want to tempt God? You want to spit against heaven? You go for it.
That's right.
But rest assured, you will at length fall on your own back. And your boat will sink.
There's only one end reserved for that. One end. It's historically proven over and over and over again.
But who's doing it, Jake? It's the Bolsheviks!
And these Bolsheviks don't go to black church.
You know, there's Christians in other countries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, therefore, there's Bolsheviks here as well.
Sure.
They're called useful idiots.
Yes.
They're being mocked. They're held in high contempt. They're called fools by those that are using them. Mm-hmm. Hey, Obama, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Oh, you think you're a part of the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
You and your homies,
I know,
right?
You
yeah.
do. And on
That's
that
happening.
Day, they will all stand before my father on Judgment Day and figure out, as they look over at the deceiver and say it's him that deceives the nations, and then it's too late.
Show it.
But let me take it another step. In pre-Soviet Russia, no one was more surprised when Lenin and his Bolsheviks went on a killing spree as they took power than these useful idiots. Mm-hmm. When it was too late, these useful idiots awoke up to what the Bradleys of the world were saying, but then it was too late. You see, they thought that the utopia promised by Lenin and Stalin and Barack Hussein Obama
and
his pimps, that they were all there, and it was one for all and all for one. But it's not. It's for the few elites who rule the society. Read Isaiah 14, my Bolsheviks friends. Please do. Because when you follow a man, you're setting yourself up. And without fail, you know what I feel like right now? Multa Mitchell. I'm going. And friends, I just want to tell you right now.
The hand gestures.
So it's time to throw off the Bolsheviks. Hey, Carrie, Heather, you had a point as well. I mean, it's not just guns, it's the radical homosexuals, and it's homosexual marriage. Friends, look to Canada before you think it's just a bunch of little kids that aren't right in their head and they're grown up bodies.
They just want to be loved.
And they're just pretending.
Yes.
Go ahead and look at the crimes committed against children, and I'm talking about the radical homosexuals and the pedophilia and the pedophile that goes along with it. I mean, we can get some stats, but that's for another day.
Which is why so many people in France protested, because now they want to adopt kids.
But I didn't hear the
about love.
I didn't hear the Bolsheviks. I didn't hear them proclaiming all the protests in that country.
I didn't hear
just
about
just
that.
Just like the 650,000 people that were protesting this Bolsheviks in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Or how about those in his own home state?
Heather?
Yes, in Illinois.
Yes.
Right now, they're just one step away from legalizing, the legislature anyway, not the people. The legislature is one step away from legalizing homosexual marriage, but right now it's stalled and could possibly be stopped because the pro-family people, the people all over, pastors, the church, is all there. They're in front of their 5,000 of them in front of the Capitol right now saying, you will not pass this. They're 7 to 10 votes short.
Wait a second. I thought Chicago was so corrupt and there was no good guy. People there, but I guess the Bolsheviks didn't want you to know that there was good people there, and they were actually standing up against the Bolsheviks. Yeah.
And what happens when they
what,
stand?
America?
The Bolsheviks lose.
The Bolsheviks. We got to do that in unison. The Bolsheviks.
The Bolsheviks.
The Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks. The Bolsheviks.
You lose.
Useful idiots. Have we converted you yet? I hope so. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just starting out, friends.
Just getting started.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
I wish we had a camera in here, because it's a lot more than radio, the Sons of Liberty.
It's action radio.
It is.
Well, literally. We have our Russian hats on right now.
In America, it's a good thing that we're not Bolsheviks. Yes.
Although they do have comfortable
warm
hats.
See how we
just
picked this up? One day we did a radio show. As a matter of fact, it's online. And I was being interviewed by a lib whack commie.
Mr. Dean, I have a few questions
was Jake.
For you.
Because the bloggers were wondering, does Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, do they have their
credentials? Do you have
for
credentials?
For 2 hours, friends, we went on credentials. It was totally off the cuff. It was just... It was great.
Where'd you go to school to learn all this, Mr. Dean?
Does he have his credentials?
Did you learn this?
And what did William Wallace, you know him, friends, as William William Wallace?
Braveheart.
You know him as Braveheart? He's the guy that said, God makes men what they are.
That's right.
Amen. See, the problem in America, namely in the pulpits, there's too many ordained men by men, and you know them as hirelings. They don't preach the word of God. They preach the word of man.
And when the wolves come,
Oh, they scatter.
They flee.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, they might even set up a nice
do
deal.
Not flee.
Do not flee. Wait until we've negotiated.
Yeah, no negotiating here because William Wallace went out to the field and he said, I'm going to go start a fight.
Start a fight?
Yes. Men follow courage, friends, not titles. Don't ever forget that. They follow courage, not titles. Heather, you wanted to make one more point in Barack Hussein Obama's homeland. Well, I don't want to say it's his homeland like he's been there forever because his wife already told us where he was from, Kenya.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that everybody doesn't think Chicago's is as bad as the useful idiots want you to think it is, because there's a lot of good people in the majority, hands down, that are standing up in Chicago. If that wasn't the case, then why are so many governors in Chicago? Why did they serve such long prison sentences? How many people have
people
served
didn't tolerate
enough?
The crime?
Well, no, I mean, if it's so, we know it's corrupt. We know, you know, Dead Fish, Rahm Emanuel, and, you know, his buddy in the White House. Yeah, I mean, you already understand all this stuff. You know what it is. Folks, let's call it for what it is. Yeah, let's get off this little politically correct.
It's crime.
You know what PC really is, friends? You know what it is?
It's
traitors to principle. Yeah. Your principle. You are coinciding with and agreeing with your enemy, known as the Bolsheviks. Yes.
Bolsheviks love Bolsheviks.
Well, hey, we're trying to get a smile off you, so we're getting one. Heather, what was the other point that you wanted to make concerning the 5,000 people in Chicago right now that are standing up against this corrupt administration?
Yes, and if I could say they actually totaled all of them that they're standing up against. They're up against the Democratic political establishment, who's in the lead right now, including the governor, other top elected officials, the Illinois homosexual lobby, the Rahm Emanuel Chicago political machine, and the media is all on the side of this ridiculous agenda. And despite
course,
all that, yep.
Of course, because it gives power to tyranny.
Yes. Yep.
See, folks, when they can demoralize you, you give power to tyranny. Mm-hmm. That's why they're demoralizing you. That's why they're saying it's free speech, pornography, and child pornography, and all this other friends, because they know once you're demoralized, you're easily controlled.
That's right.
That's what this is about.
And the useful idiots.
And God said the exact opposite. Keep my commandments. Yep. Go for it.
And so, right. Despite all of that, the Dave Smith, who's the executive director of the Illinois Family Institute, the main person.
Oh, David, tell me it's not so. Tell me it's not so, man.
He said, we're being outspent, but we're outworking them.
Amen. See,
it
doesn't
love,
take
folks.
Money.
That's love.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to
show you
costs.
My faith by my works. And why do you do the works? Because you love. It's a work of faith and a labor of love.
That's right.
That's what my Bible tells
and
me.
And I love that verse, prepare to meet thy God. I like when they meet God on this side of life.
And they can meet God when the church does their job.
That's
they
right.
will meet God on this side. Absolutely.
Brother.
And we will. And by the way, that's a right. mercy of God
that
to bring forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked, only to establish righteousness.
Right.
And the only problem that we have is we just need more good men. We need the common man. We need the veterans out there to serve we the people.
That's right.
And wasn't it William Wallace, again, Braveheart, that said, listen, men follow courage, not titles.
That's right.
And he looked at Robert the Bruce, and he said, and I'll follow you.
Yep. You just lead
and
them.
Robert the Bruce
they
looked at
you.
That's exactly right. And who can lead? So only the Christ, friends. Only the Christ. As many, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. And I think another issue comes up to mind. Read your Bibles. So you know when your pastors aren't telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, that's and right. when they are.
You know, I got a little good news here. Well, always.
Hey, that's another
always
point, Jake. Why is the pastor leading the church?
The pastor.
1 Corinthians 12:28 says the apostle, prophet, and then teacher. Who's ostracized in the church? The apostle, prophet, and the teacher
those
for the most part.
Rocking those gifts.
Yes.
They just want
boat rockers.
People to heal their wounds.
Self-inflicted worldly wounds.
That's right.
Yes.
Ken Hutcherson, who leads a church. I will not call him pastor. Doctor, actually.
Doctor. I like that title.
He's a former NFL player. He finally got out of that mess and got into changing culture and lives. He just stepped up, and this article is called, it's on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Pistol Packing Pastors. What did he do? He stood up for his congregation. He said, listen, I see what's going on out there, and I'm your pastor, your leader, the head of the sheep in this congregation. Therefore, I'm going to stand up, and I'm going to start to come together with other folks, religious leaders.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
Amen.
This is just posted.
Good
this
for
is
him.
Fantastic. And we've had conversations with Ken. He's also one of those men that stood up against marriage and went to the Capitol and had hundreds of thousands of people protested along with him, demonstrating by his action. I want our enemies to see God on this side of heaven.
Amen.
Because that tells us we're doing our job. And that's what I long for anyways. I want to see the Lord show himself strong on our behalf.
Amen.
I don't want to see what I can do. I want to see what he can do.
Well, what's the book of Psalms for?
That's exactly what
the book
what it's
of
for.
Psalms are what? The man Fight bearing the warfare. Cross but winning the war.
At the end.
Read Isaiah 51.
Not turning reference. Back in the
yes.
day of battle like
no.
the children of Ephraim did.
And that
no,
is
no.
Psalm 76.
Just put that in a letter to send out to people.
Yes.
78.
Okay.
But when we stand, God answers. And there's no limit to God's promises. As a matter of fact, I read a Luther commentary just the other day. God promises way more than we can even expect to receive from him. There's
yeah.
no end to this.
Mm-hmm.
I love talking about that instead of them, look what they're doing, look what they're
yeah, I know.
Look what God is
yeah,
doing.
Yeah.
It really
right instead of saying them, look what they're doing, really, why don't you call it for truth?
Allowing.
Speak the
allowing.
Truth and shame the devil, friends. Why don't you just say, look what we're allowing them to do. Mm-hmm. Look what they're allowing them to do. Look what we're allowing them to do. It's not them. And then if it is them, the question is who are they?
And what are we doing about they?
Who are they? You're looking for a straw man.
Yep.
And that straw man goes away in duty, let me tell you.
It does.
Yes.
Oh, man. When
so it's no longer surreal, it's now realism.
That's right.
Yes.
You call their hand. I want to read a little segment from this from Mr. Ken Hutchinson. Have you pastors had enough of the rhetoric from those within our media who preach that owning a gun is detrimental to us as a nation?
This is not the majority, by the way.
No,
again,
not.
Friends, so let's be careful of
that's
that.
Right.
Yes.
So he's bringing this up. If so, please get in line because it starts here with me. I'm big, black, bald, bad, and love to hunt.
Oh.
Our very heritage.
Hallelujah.
And glory, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Our very heritage, sovereignty, and freedom we all enjoy are under attack. And the time has come to rise up and say, we are many in numbers, we won't be stopped, and it starts with us.
Amen, of course. Of course, that's how it works. And we can do this. We are one nation under God, but we all have to believe the same things.
Right.
We need to go back, friends, and read our founding documents. Yeah. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said who? Huh? Come on, Jake. Come on, Mr. Constitutionalist.
The father of,
come on,
the
do we have to sit around and
his name
some...
is George
Washington. That's right. That's
Mr. Washington.
Yes, Mr. Washington there.
When others
and
saw...
nothing more. He said to John Adams.
That's right.
Yes.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Nothing more.
So when we come back, speaking of guns.
Yes.
Just talked to a sheriff 2 days ago. Talking to him out on the streets in my county. I said, so how's this whole gun discrimination going for you? I said, what are people saying? He said, well, I can tell you right now. He goes, I'm not taking their guns, and I feel sorry for the people that would try to. He said, because they're coming up to me not asking what my opinion is. They're telling me what's going to happen if anybody attempts to do it.
That is America!
Whoa! How come you ain't hearing
country?
That? I'll tell you why you ain't hearing that, because it doesn't bring about a debate.
Oh.
Sorry about that. We're not here, friends, to debate away the pith and marrow of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Or the Declaration of Independence. We're here to tell you that your rights come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. And the right giver says you have rights, not privileges. And those that work for you need to be impeached because they are violating everything I gave you.
How do you debate something that's blood bought?
I don't.
That was the price.
That's right.
Blood bought.
I don't see
now
the veterans fighting,
away.
Bleeding, and dying, talking about, hey, I'm fighting for the Democrats, and hey, I'm fighting for the Republicans, and hey, I'm
argument.
Fighting for the independents, and man, I really like this, and I really don't like that. No. They're fighting to uphold the Constitution, magnifying the Constitution of the United States, while men back at home
mm-hmm.
are fighting over who's going
to
get their way.
That's right. And allow
and who are those that are fighting to get their way? Those that are too ignorant to know the difference. Tell that to the parents that just lost their son and their daughter fighting for your liberties if you want to debate away everything they fought, bled, and died to give you, friends. Shameful conduct. Coming back for hour two, we're going to talk about, well, let's just go off the cuff, Jake. This is good. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.